Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. PP Arnold, thank you to Dogface Dave for pointing out that excellent cover of the Mike Nesmith song. I ordered the album and the album came today and it's flipping brilliant. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give me a call, Catherine's going to be in a second. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. Why are none of the papers doing pictures of Prime Minister Boris Johnson as a chicken? Why has no one done? Why have none of the papers? I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go down that route too much, but. Why have none of the papers done pictures of Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, dressed up as a chicken? Why have they not done that? They did it with Jeremy Corbyn, and all he did was say, no, I don't think we're ready to have a general election. And I don't really like Jeremy Corbyn. But all he did was say, I don't think we're ready to have a general election until we've got a few things sorted. Boris Johnson was actually too chicken to go and stand behind a podium for 5 minutes with the president, the premier, whatever it may be, of Luxembourg. Of Luxembourg. He was too scared to go and stand behind a thing with the leader and the guy in charge of Luxembourg. A country so small. Did you know this, Catherine? That apparently the Luxembourgish, that's what they are called. You're quite, because it's so small. Is it the, I'm going to say president. It's probably a president, isn't it? You'll quite often see the president just like walking on the street, going into Tesco's and Marx's and stuff. And you just go up to him and go, hello, Mr. President. I thought you were great on telly last night. Hello, Mr. President. I think you're an idiot. Okay, thanks. That's what that guy. And Boris Johnson was scared. Jeez, what is this? I mean, Boris Johnson, let's say this. Let's just put it out there, shall we? Boris Johnson really is a snivelling shit, isn't he? He really is. I mean, he's just... That guy has got the spine, the backbone of a blancmange. He's got to... We have had the last run of prime ministers. I'm going to include Gordon Brown. Tony Blair, it's questionable. But we have had just the worst run of prime ministers ever. They're all scumbags. The fact that we're looking back... it's not going to be a political show, don't worry. I just kind of feel some of the... just trying to clear out some of the right-wing bollocks that James spouts in this studio. Just trying to just waft that out of here by using actual common sense and instead of jingoistic rhetoric designed to give Tommy Robinson supporters tiny little boners. The prime ministers we've had... The fact that we are looking back fondly on David Cameron... You know, David Cameron is being portrayed in the... Because he's got this silly book out. I effed a pig's head. Asterix, did I? Because he's got that. Because he... Sub brackets. And I left a kid in a pub. Close brackets. And on the back it says, explosive story of David Cameron and his wife smoking dope. Eaton. Or whatever. I don't know. They were talking about they get high... The fact we're looking back on that guy as the golden age of British politics. That's, I know, listen.
Are we? I thought we were still calling him the tow rag.
All the papers have got all these exclusives, ITV and exclusive. Everyone's, David. He looks like when my kids, when they were babies and they had a sore ass, that's what his face looks like.
Crikey.
That's what his face looks like. And we're looking back going, David Cameron wasn't so bad. Now I think about it. It's like Donald Trump. Everyone goes, well, George W. Bush actually wasn't that bad. It turns out he was. No, he was. He was awful. He was awful. It's just Donald Trump takes it to the next level. Oh, Ramona, I'm not talking about Brexit. I'm just saying our Prime Minister has got no spine. Go and stand in front of. Do you know how many people were at this protest in Luxembourg?
Right.
Between 50 and 70.
Oh.
Do you know who they were? Yeah, they were musicians from an orchestra. That's who they were. They were musicians from an orchestra, primarily.
So if he just batted a stick on the thing, they would have shut up.
Could have got them doing it all together. You want to get a laugh, do a little conducting thing. They were about 70 maximum musicians from an orchestra. I'm not in any way dismissing musicians from orchestras. I'm not saying, you know, that they're soft and soppy. I'm not saying they're big girls' blouses.
You're
like
just saying
he might
they're
say.
Unlikely to throw bricks.
I'm just saying, for God's sakes, man, go and stand there, let them shout their stuff. The reason he didn't, here's the thing, and we will move on to, is there a show worse than Rupert the Bear in a second? I promise you. 0344 499 1000. I promise you, we will move on to, is there a television show duller? Not worse, duller. It's got to be boring than Rupert the Bear. You can start calling in now. 0344 499 1000. Here's the reason he didn't do that thing at the podiums. Not because of the protesters. Not because of the protesters at all. He's done stuff in front of protesters, in front of more, bigger and louder protesters. He just knew that he was going to lie. He knew that he was going to lie, and he knew that the president of Luxembourg had nothing to lose by calling him out as a liar. He lied, and he got called out as a liar. He just couldn't stand there and take it. That man is scum. Boris Johnson is a scumbag. It's embarrassing that he's our prime minister. Here's my prediction, though. He's either going to be the shortest prime minister we ever have, right? And that will be hilarious. Or he's going to be in for years and years and years. And I've said this before, Nigel Farage, Farty Farage, will be his deputy prime minister. This is my prediction. I've said it before.
What, the man who can't get elected?
Yes, that's it. That's the guy. That's my prediction. Why do you hate Rupert the Bear so much, Catherine Boyle? You mentioned this to me earlier
too on. Too much writing in the annuals. I used to get the annuals all the time because my granddad used to work for the Daily Express.
Oy.
And Rupert used to appear in Express newspapers, if yep. I remember rightly. And so every Christmas I'd get a Rupert the Bear annual. Too much writing, too busy. The pictures were too busy.
Yeah, boring. Just boring adventures. The TV series was boring. The books were boring. I got some annuals, there's Rupert the Bear annuals. The fact that Paul McCartney just displayed an unhealthy interest in that bear was disappointing.
The only good thing about him,
yeah,
is unusually in a cartoon bear world, he wore trousers. They tend to go for tops mostly, bears, and have bear bums.
Yeah. He did dress decently. Was Rupert the Bear racist? I see.
There was a Chinese character.
There we go. An opium smoker.
I can't remember.
I think he was stoned off his mash on the good stuff.
I don't remember that. Maybe that would explain why there was a lot of writing.
Yeah, it, just man alive.
But I do remember that. Yeah, no, I don't know whether it was racist. I think, was it? I don't know.
So we have two great things to talk about. Can you name anybody with less of a spine than your current Prime Minister, Boris Johnson? Is his middle name Falafel? It's Falafel, isn't it?
Pretty much.
His middle name is Falafel. I've met Boris's dad, boring.
Isn't it Kerfuffle?
Something like that. I've met one of his brothers. Did I meet two of his brothers? Anyway, very, very nice. Very nice. But just absolutely spineless. I mean, by the way, I'm really hoping, I know the last few Brexit nights, big nights, we've been off. Oh, I'm hoping we get that October the 31st gig. I want to be on air on October the 31st and just sit here and soak up the vibe. I want to sit here and soak up the vibe.
I'll bring the popcorn.
Oh, it's going to be a humdinger. As will tonight's dear listener, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We can talk about Boris Johnson if you want. I just feel I had to get that off my chest. I sit here and listen to some of the absolute guff that James Whale spouts, and then I hear the thick idiots that call in to lick his bum, and just you can hear them. You can hear the drool and spittle as the hello, James. I'd like to agree with them. Absolute idiots. Well, and here's the thing, right? He was angry. James was angry about the Lib Dem saying they if they get into power, they're going to revoke Article 50, right? I'm sorry, I know we don't do Brexit, but just this has really been on my mind today. If they get into power, they're going to revoke Article 50, right? And he's going, him and all of that lot, and you know who I mean by that lot. I mean the majority of talk radio listeners. 0344 499 1000, if you want a piece of this pie, are saying, well, that's undemocratic.
That's undemocratic because we voted leave. Leave means leave. Brexit means Brexit. And for the Lib Dems to say they're going to revoke Article 50, that's undemocratic.
Well, let me tell you why you're thick. Because if the Lib Dems get a majority, that's democracy. That means people have voted them in because they like the policy of cancelling, revoking Article 50. So that is democracy in action. But here's the other thing, you thickos. Lib Dems aren't going to get in power. All they're doing is saying they're exercising their free speech and they are saying something that you disagree with. They're not going to get in power. Of course they're not going to get in power. It would be insane to think that they might. But all they're doing is exercising their free speech that you, Robinson jackoffs, support so much, and you're getting upset by that. It's undemocratic.
But haven't we been crying out for an alternative in politics? Wasn't that one of the clarion calls for voting, you know, in favour of Brexit? Wasn't it supposed to be a shot in the arm for politics in this country?
You mean because a shot everything in the had arm,
got
in
too
the leg.
Close.
It's anyway, just guys, just thickos, just chill out. And we're not putting up the whistle. We're not blowing the whistle tonight. We don't really do Brexit on this show. That may change as things go along, and you know the radio station changes. We may not be able to fly our hashtag We Don't Do Brexit flag quite as brazenly as we've been displaying it recently, but I'm cool with that.
But we can do We Don't Do Brexit like anyone else.
Exactly. And that's why I call Boris Johnson a shit stain, because he is. And all of you idiots going, well, the Lib Dems are undemocratic. No, they're not. It's the most democratic thing they can do is say, this is what we stand by and we're prepared to be voted in or out on it. It's up to you. Which is, it's no, it's democracy. That's democracy. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Is there a programme... is there a programme duller than Rupert the Bear? You're right, Harrison. Bagpuss. Boring. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot... We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On Talk Radio.
So I'm into like VR at the moment. Christina, I'll come to you in a second. Someone's VR scout has just retweeted something I tweeted, and so I clicked on their things. I often do. If someone I don't know retweets me or likes or follows, I'll often just click on their bio and see who they are. Sometimes, it, you know, proud patriot, you know, and I just blocked straight away because I think, oh, come on, there's no need for that. I followed these. I've looked at these and they've got a little VR video, AR.
Sorry, what's that mean?
Augmented reality. So that's when you look at something real and then there's computer interaction.
Yeah.
And they've got a can of Coke and then these little characters come out from around the Coke playing instruments. Well, can I just say, and I'm not in any way glamorising it, when I took LSD in 1992, I was looking at a candle listening to Revolver by the Beatles. When Eleanor Rigby came on, the Beatles came round in exactly the same way, wearing tuxedos and played as a little string quartet. And then I said out loud, you're not real, you're a hallucination. And they stood up, took a bow, and then went back round the candle. So that stuff's been around for a long, long time. But now they're making it so you can do it without ingesting chemicals into your body, which is probably the way to do these things. You know the score, dear listener. New listeners, old listeners, you can call in about absolutely anything you want. It's a late-night phone-in show. Unlike any other phone-in show, we're going to talk about how we can win the Eurovision Song Contest. It involves the Germans, apparently, and silent discos. Oh. 03444991000. Let's go to Christina. Good evening, Christina.
Hi, dude.
Hey, Christina.
How are you? Hi, Kath.
Hello.
You guys all right?
Yeah, we're on top of the world, man. On top of the flipping world.
Magic.
What can we do for you tonight?
Rupert, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Boring, isn't it?
Well, I didn't think so, but I remembered the song, but I've looked up it, and it's a different version to what I remembered.
What song? Mandela Effect, ladies and gentlemen.
Rupert. Yeah, exactly. Rupert, I only learned about that the other day. Yeah, no, but I know a different version.
Okay, go on then.
I've looked into it, where it goes... Oh, no, I don't want to sing it now. I've got a bit shy.
Don't be shy, just sing it. Come on, otherwise this...
No, that's the thing, Kath. You just sang the one that, which I've looked it up. It sounds like that.
Everyone,
but there is another version.
Well, let sing us the other version.
Okay. Rupert the Bear, really, really wonderful bear. We want you to know we really care. From the start, you won. Everyone's got. Oh, I'm singing it different now, but it's the more the lyrics. From the start, you won. Everyone's hot from the things you say and do.
What?
Makes us all for you.
Okay, me and Kath are going to sing the version that I'm guessing we know. Two, three, four. Rupert the bear, everyone knows his name. Rupert the bear, everyone knows his name.
I'm pretty sure it did
in all of the world.
This one's different. And
I do think that Mandela. The ending makes us all love you. I thought that was part of it.
No, never.
That's what I mean. The one I've got is makes us all love you.
Here we go. Someone who will know. And we're not doing old kids TV show, guys. Calm down.
Ian, do you know it was a game on Commodore 64?
What game?
Rupert the Bear was on Commodore 64.
I bet it was boring. Stay there. Hang on. Alan?
Oh, look at what you're on tonight, Ian. Because according to the Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle.
Well, I didn't get a word of that, mate.
Otherwise, you're on tonight, Ian, because according to my paper, it was just Kath on her own.
What paper?
Ooh.
The Sun. Listings in The Sun.
Shut up.
I'm cutting that out.
Get me The Sun. Alan, can you sing the Rupert the Bear song, please?
Rupert the Bear. That's the only bear Rupert I know.
Rupert the Bear. Okay, but does that tie in with any of what you know, Christina?
No, that's like, can you Google? If you put CBBC Rupert...
Oh, I'm not
it was an ITV programme, actually.
Oh. I think it was CBBC. We'll beg to differ.
Well, no, we can't. Well, hang on. We can't beg to differ. This is the thing. We're trying to...
We're not allowed in this world, are we?
We're trying to... well, Darren is now saying that he knows your version, Christina.
Oh, really? Oh, magic.
Hang on a minute. Catherine, what does it say?
Dorothy says the late night alternative with Catherine Boyle. Oh, have you found that? No one looks at this.
That's brilliant. Okay, cut that out. Keep that. That's great. That's great. Where? I can't even read this. It does late night alternative with Catherine Boyle.
It's only like 2 minutes.
Hang on, we're talking about something else now. The late night alternative with Catherine Boyle. There you go. We'll keep that. Wow. That's great news. Okay, well, I think, I guess that's the Mandela effect operating, Christina.
Yeah, but again, I was going to say, the only read about Rupert, it introduced me to Paul McCartney and The Oriental Nightfish by Linda.
Linda, yeah. Oh, I mean, okay, it's not great.
No, but I'm saying, if it wasn't for Rupert the Bear, I wouldn't have been introduced by of Paul McCartney
wouldn't
have the song. I mean, I hate sausages, but...
Yeah, Alan, go
I
on.
I didn't know her music.
Wouldn't the frog song, We All Stand Together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That is the frog song is...
Win or lose. Yep.
The frog song is great and is very often maligned, and it shouldn't be because it's actually beautiful.
Well, exactly. So if it wasn't for Rupert, who is a boring so-and-so, I wouldn't know about the frog song.
Oh, then there you go. You see, you found your way into wind.
Or Linda, and your night fish, which I always thought was a bit rude as a child.
Okay, Oriental night fish is not very good, but there...
No, but I mean, she's naked, isn't she? And I always thought it was...
I can't remember it so long. Anyway, Christina, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye-bye. Alan, what you got for us?
Dog kids TV shows. Do they all remember Centurions?
That's not what we're talking about.
Well, you mentioned you were talking about
I deliberately. Everyone, can everyone practice their listening skills, please? Everyone practice their listening skills. I deliberately and deliciously said we are not doing old kids TV shows. We are talking about shows that are duller than Rupert the Bear.
Well, I got one for you.
Oh, moving
on. Called Touch the Track.
I don't remember that. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Simon. Good evening, Simon.
I'll just put you off first speaker there. You're all right, how's it going? You fired out the bat signal for me there.
Yeah.
By mentioning Silent Disco.
Yeah.
Because that is what I do.
There you go.
I am the Silent Disco man. What is it you'd like to know? Is there any specifics?
No, there's nothing I'd like to know. There's a story about the Silent Disco in the Times today. Let me just
show you.
Yeah.
I don't read newspapers, so that'll be why.
No, quaint cobbled streets and seaside holiday towns have become battlegrounds for an unlikely new antisocial menace, the Silent Disco. This is you, scum!
I'm really antisocial. That's why we do it. Specifically to annoy writers of the Times newspaper, actually.
Residents say that the silent parties and tours, with revelers listening to songs on headphones and singing along... I didn't think you were meant to sing along.
So annoying, people having fun, you know. I mean, why? Why are people having fun and enjoying themselves?
Well, hang on a minute. This is exactly the kind of talk I'd expect from someone in your industry.
Yeah. He's peddling this stuff.
He's peddling this filth. This is pushing drugs.
Years.
Okay, everyone needs to practice their listening skills tonight. Are anything but silent. People living in Edinburgh city centre said they are being increasingly besieged by tourists belting out the chorus of Mamma Mia.
Oh, dear.
That's only for a month whilst the... you know, the festival's on, and arguably there's more things being belted out in Edinburgh than someone singing, you know, a couple of people singing.
Okay, all right, well, there's more.
Okay.
Angus Duncan, that's a Scottish name, isn't there? Could you turn that off, please, Catherine? Thank you. Angus Duncan, a railway worker and resident, said... Do I do the accent, Catherine?
Well, not really, do you? So, crack on.
I'm from Scotland. It's like they think they're in Disneyland. I've seen people pushed into... it says incoming, he means incoming traffic by these groups. They're completely unaware of where they are. It's a nightmare. They're just completely inescapable.
It doesn't make you blind, a silent disco. I mean, people can see where they're going.
Well, Pete says on Twitter, the silent disco guys were an absolute pain in the bum at the Fringe.
They're not our company, so they are, actually.
Well, hang on a minute. It can't be your company good, their company bad.
Oh, no, it can be.
Okay, well, it can be, but it isn't.
If they want to call up and defend themselves, I mean, I don't know.
But you, what have you called up for?
I heard Silent Disco, and I'm just sort of saying, hello, I'm Silent Disco Simon. I'm currently sorting 2,000 headphones out right now. And I'm tuned into you on DAB radio for the first time.
Wowzers.
On my phone.
There you go.
I've gone old school.
Explain the fun of a silent disco.
Okay. Well, it's just the added uniqueness. So you've got your headphones. So for example, let's say you've got 200 people in a room. Normally, that would be in a nightclub environment. Music's blaring through the speakers. Everyone's listening to the same thing. Boring. So you take the speaker element out of the room. You give everybody a pair of headphones. They've been cleaned. Three channels on the headphones. So you could have one channel playing the Monkees and stuff like that for yourself.
Surely they should all be playing the same stuff. Otherwise, everyone's dancing out of time.
Well, that's the whole point of it. So you've got three different things going. So for example, you've got half the room singing and dancing along to ABBA or whatever. Half the room singing along to, like, the latest David Guetta track, and then the third lot of the group, you know, rocking out to a bit of AC/DC, all at the same time. No music actually coming through the speakers, so it's all through headphones. If you take your pair of headphones off your head, you're just looking around a room of people going mental. You know, I shouldn't have said that word. You know, going crazy. That's probably worse. Anyway, you know, having a good time, rocking out and dancing and going nuts to different musics. Basically,
I don't understand why. I always thought it was the same music. Because you didn't. You thought it was, you know, it was different.
Yeah, that's the point, isn't it? Otherwise,
yeah, that is the point.
Hang on, Simon. Practice your listening skills.
Yep, otherwise, you just play it out loud, so everyone dances to their own.
But then everyone's in a different rhythm.
Yeah. Ian, you need to go to one. Honestly, this is what people... I've been doing it for about, 12 years, and this is what people say before they've experienced the sound disco. They're very, oh, that doesn't sound good. Oh, how does that work?
Well, it sounds... I'm not saying it doesn't sound good. I'm saying it sounds all right.
Yeah. I'd go... You'd love it. You'd love it.
Well, no, I don't love people telling me what I'd love. If I was there with my kids, I'm sure we'd have a laugh. Listen, I'm not knocking it. I'm just reading this story in the paper.
The new kids' version's one in Edinburgh, actually. We did it, one at the Christmas fair last year. It was called Kids Bop, and it was basically the adults took their kids along the... it's like a kids' disco, basically.
But why would you have a different one for kids? Why couldn't kids do the grown-up one? Are there drugs?
Well, you wouldn't want... usual clientele of a sound disco hanging around.
What are they, scum?
it's normally students, isn't it? It's normally students and sort of nightclub revelers and, you know.
Well, so they're on ecstasy? Are they ecked up? What's going on?
Probably all kinds of...
That would be...
I don't condone any of that, obviously.
No.
But no, it's great. I'd suggest anybody, you know, have a go with a sound disco. If you, you know, go on YouTube and have a little look at the videos on there.
Hang on. Or you could just do it at home yourself.
Put your headphones on
and dance in your living room.
It's a bit boring if it's just one person dancing with the headsets on, but, I mean, you could do it, I guess.
All right, Simon, thank you for that.
There is.
Cheers, bye-bye, there we go. 0344-499-1000. Have you done one?
No, I haven't. Sounds bloody awful.
I do like, that's not true. I do like dancing, actually.
Isn't the point enjoying music with other people?
Pardon me.
We both got
a bit burpy there.
Isn't the whole point enjoying music with other people, dancing with other people?
It would get rid of the problem I have with hubbub, because I can't hear people talking if there's hubbub or noise. So I would be able to talk to people. It's like a gimmick, isn't it? I'm not having a go. I'm sure it's. I'm just reading this. Whoa! Don't shoot the messenger, guys. I'm just reading the story. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Hey, keep Saturday, December the 14th free, because if you're in London, we've got a gig coming up, the Rabbit Hole, brand new venue. We're friendlier venue. We're going to the Half Moon in Putney. Tickets are not on sale yet, but it will sell out. It's going to be great. I'm just sending off some pictures to Nina, who runs it. It's going to be awesome. So Saturday, December the 14th, in London, the Half Moon in Putney, which is an awesome venue. And tickets, I'm hoping, might even be on sale at the end of this week. That's what I'm thinking. So we look forward to seeing you all there in a new venue. It's a nice venue, the Half Moon in Putney. I'm sure I did a show there. I'm sure I did my first full Ian Lee versus radio there as a warm-up, as a tryout. I'm sure I did it there. Really nice venue. And it's an afternoon show as well. Oh, it's afternoon, 3 till 5, which is great. So it means you can go out for a meal afterwards, you can go home. It means you can do anything you want afterwards. We will not prescribe what it is you do. But it's a new venue, and we are looking forward very, very much to being part of that. Anyway, on with this. 0344-499-1000. The Gathering, so there's silent discos, by the way. If you've ever done one, do let us know. The Gatherings began in the city as part of the annual Fringe Festival. Here we go. But locals have complained they now happen all year round. Ooh. And the phenomenon is spreading. At this year's Brighton Fringe, groups reportedly enter shops, art galleries and other private buildings. Akushla Bennett, director of the Art Republic Gallery, said a tour burst in with no warning. Oh, they get a punch in the jaw from me, burst into my art gallery. Ms. Bennett said they didn't ask permission before entering and there had been some very good and some very bad dance moves. Oh, it didn't sound like she was that bothered. Edinburgh City Council said in November it would review legislation. In 2016, the Swiss city of Lausanne banned silent discos after noise complaints. And then they... And then the Times really show that it's written by kids and hip young people. They've done a little box of dance fads.
Oh.
Roller discos, mobile clubbing and raves. I mean, totally irrelevant.
Why do we need an explainer box for that?
Totally irrelevant to the rest of the story, man.
They forgot phone parties.
Phone parties.
Yeah.
I did a phone party once. It was just disgusting. Because that foam they use is pretty toxic. You ain't never... That's that outfit ruined. And also, everyone just slipped over on the floor. I'm surprised people didn't crack their skulls open. How old am I? Thing is, I had this attitude when I was like 20. People are going to hurt themselves, guys. This is going to... Someone's going to get concussion. This really... I'm out. I am out. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. That's exactly what Stephen did. Good evening, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, Stephen. What you got for us, big man?
I would just like to declare you say you have no soul if you do not like the Beatles. I say you have no soul if you do not like Radiohead or the Smashing Pumpkins.
The Smashing Pumpkins? A band of backstabbers and people who stitch each other up and betray each other and write awful
that's
songs?
Rock and roll.
The Smashing Pumpkins? Wow.
That's pure rock and roll.
Gosh, man, are you high on drugs or are you low on drugs? You're probably on tranks or something.
I'm on cams. Because I thought so. I can't get diazepam because
good man,
addicted.
Good.
And
Smashing Pumpkins. What's your favourite? Here's the test. Your favourite. Right. I'm going to write down an album. Right. And if you say it, okay, you're not a fan. What's your favourite Smashing Pumpkins album?
Gesh.
Okay, you didn't say Melancholic, all right, because that would have proved you as not being a fan.
That's the only one I've got. It's not broken.
Why have you broken so many Smashing Pumpkins albums? Because they made you want to die.
Yeah. It does. They get sick of that.
The thing is, if you listen to that crap, you do have no soul because it sucks the soul out of you.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
If you listen towards the end where he does his wee Ringo bit, where Jimmy Chamberlain does his wee Ringo bit on Good Night.
Well, I'll just listen to Ringo doing his Ringo bit on Good Night.
No, Jimmy Chamberlain.
Yeah, no, I'll listen to Ringo Starr. I'll listen to Ringo Starr doing his Ringo Starr bit on the Beatles tune Good Night.
Right.
That's what I'll do.
No, but I love the Beatles. Help, Onwards.
I don't like the early rock and roll stuff. I like it when they started getting high.
Yes, man.
I like Radiohead. Yeah. I like Radiohead. Although I'm going to I bailed out after OK Computer. I got through track three of Kid A and I went, nah.
What do you mean you bailed out?
I listened to track three of Kid. First three. Hello, everyone. Practice your listening skills. I got through to the end of track three of Kid A and I went, nah.
Aye, I know what you mean, Paul. And I bought the album. But, see, a wee tip.
Yes, mate.
Just try, don't listen to the really heavy, there's only one really heavy track on it called Body Snatchers. And it's a really lovely, soulful sort
of... And who is this, which group is this by now?
This is Radiohead.
Okay.
Not the, I love the catchy song by, is it Talking Heads as well?
Okay, now we're just saying bands with heads in, which is ironic because the head, the guy, what's his name, Billy Mitchell or something, the guy...
Am I starting to give something away about my sexuality? Because...
Could be.
I'm a 44-year-old virgin, you know?
Okay, well, that's okay. That's interesting. Thank you. I'm sure there are plenty of men or women listening that would not want to help you out with that. The bald guy, what's his name? Billy Mitchell from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Sorry?
The bald guy, what's his name? Billy Mitchell.
Billy Corgan.
Billy Corgan. He is a piece of work, isn't he?
Oh, he's a... I'll
tell you an album I had that I loved, right? And I nicked it from a radio station I worked in, right? And I wonder if it would stand the test of time if I listened to it now. Mm-hmm. Was the solo album, the first, I don't know if he did anymore, the first solo album by the guitarist from the Smashing Pumpkins, a guy called James Iha.
James Iha?
He's in Smashing Pumpkins, the band you really like.
With a band beginning with Z.
Smashing Pumpkins. He's literally in the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh.
He is in the band, the Smashing Pumpkins that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you?
He's in the Smashing Pumpkins, the band you phoned in about.
Yeah.
We got it?
And would that be the album after Melancholy?
I don't know. It's got a yellow cover and it's really nice.
Right. Right.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for your call, man. I enjoyed that. Really, really enjoyed that. My word. That's calms. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
On DAB, digital radio, online and on mobile.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.